Jean-Claude Fanny and my partner, Jean-Luc Valentin. We are leading the pack at over 300 miles per hour. Our opponents, they are no match for us. Nothing will stop us now. That's me. First annual Mount St. Buster Downhill Rally. Big prizes. The minute Skeeter and I saw that poster, we knew we were destined for victory.
Attention, all young persons. Sign up for the Mount St. Buster Downhill Speed Race today at City Hall.
Come on, Doug. In no time at all, racing fever had spread all over Bluffington.
As your mayor, I'm proud to see all you young persons in pursuit of the prize. You know, prizes are something very important, aren't they?
Cut the chin wag. Get to the prizes.
Yes. Well, the third place winner gets a very big trophy of me, the mayor.
No. Whoa.
Second prize will be an even bigger trophy of me. And the first place winner will get a very special award.
I know. Another goofy trophy. Big deal.
The top secret mystery grand prize.
Huh?
So, start designing and building those downhill racers. Good luck. Vote for me.
Wow, a mystery prize. What do you think it is, Doug?
I'll let you losers know after I win it.
And we'll let you know after we win it, Roger.
Don't make me laugh. I can beat you two any day of the week, funny.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so it wasn't my best comeback, but at least Roger knew I had accepted his challenge. Skeeter and I joined forces to build the world's perfect downhill racer. We drew a lot of models before we picked the right one. And all the time we were dreaming about what that mystery prize could be. Maybe a 40-speed mountain bike.
Or a whole new wardrobe.
Or a night on the town for two.
My, my, my. Ain't that pretty.
Roger, what do you want?
Oh, just checking out my lame-o competition. Hey, that's funny. BB and Chalky's car looks just like yours.
Huh?
Yeah, I bet they snuck in here and copied your genius design.
Yeah, right, Roger.
Suit yourself, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey, Doug. You don't think BB and Chalky would...
No way, man. They're our friends.
Yeah, why would anyone want to steal our design just to win the incredible mystery prize that everybody wants?
Well, it doesn't look much like our racer, does it, Skeeter?
Well, the wheels are dark and round like ours.
I knew it. Roger just sent us on a wild goose chase. Let's get out of here.
All right, you two.
But, BB, we weren't spying. Honest, we just wanted to make sure you didn't steal our design.
My daddy flew in the best automotive engineers in the world. Why would we want to steal your crummy design?
Hey, I bet they came to copy our design.
No way, man. Our design is a winner. That mystery prize has our names written all over it.
We're gonna start over. And this time, I want double secret security on my racer. No one sees it until the day of the race. And I mean no one.
So what if BB has an army of engineers? Is that gonna stop us?
No way, man.
Sure, she's got tons of money, but we've got the brains and the talent. Check it out, Doug. Now that's good, solid workmanship.
Yep, they don't make them like this anymore.
Ah!
sabotaged.
Roger!
All right. We're going to build an even better racer. And no one sees it until the day of the race. And I mean no one. Thanks for letting us build our racer in your tool shed, Mr. Dink.
No problemo, Douglas. I've been dying to try out my new top-of-the-line, very expensive security system.
That's great, Mr. Dink, because this is top secret.
We work like crazy for the rest of the week. And with Mr. Dink's security system, no one was going to see our super secret racer till the day of the race. No one.
Radar is picking up an intruder.
Doug, your mom said you were over here.
Sorry, Patty. You have to pass through security.
Doug, I only want to borrow a ball peen hammer. Can't you just open the door?
Just a minute.
Mayonnaise Patty, positive ID. You may enter.
Patty? Where'd she go?
Hey, y'all.
Patty, how did you get in here?
I just went around to the side door. I hope that's all right.
Oh, sorry, Patty. I guess we're a little jumpy about the race.
I know. Everybody's going so crazy about that mystery first prize. Wow! Is that your racer? Neat! Can I see it?
No.
Here's your hammer, Patty. See ya.
Wait a minute. You guys don't think I'm trying to...
No.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I can take a hint. I'll see you two later.
Well, Patty, I didn't mean... Oh, man. Finally, it was the day of the race, and we weren't the only ones acting a little crazy.
Young person, into your car.
Good luck, Doug.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Uh-oh. I think we're going to need it.
Check it out, Funny. Aerodynamic.
Racers to your marks. Get set. Trophy goes to Denny Henderson. Second place goes to Kay Schroeder. And our mystery grand prize goes to Roger Klotz.
I won! Oh, boy, here it comes!
Excited? You bet he is.
So Roger won first place and got the mystery grand prize that everyone thought they wanted. A week as Vice Mayor of Bluffington.
Take a letter, Mr. Klotz.
Dear citizen of Bluffington, vote for me. Signed, the mayor. Take another letter. Dear mother, vote for me. Signed, your son, the mayor.
Even though we didn't win, I'm glad I got to help my friends. After all, sometimes there are more important things than winning a downhill race. The annual Bluffington dog sled race? First prize, a free trip to the North Pole. Wow! Hey, Pork Chop, we can win this thing. Pork Chop? Wait, where are you going? Winning a dog sled race would be cool. Oh, come on, man. I could go to the North Pole. Come back, Pork Chop. I want to teach you how to mush. It was the night of Judy's school dance.
Break out the umbrellas, everybody. Looks like a storm is coming.
Mom and Dad were on the refreshment committee. They got Mrs. Dink to help out, too.
Here, Phil, give me a hand with this cake.
Whoa, watch it.
Whoa. Got it.
And I was going to be on my own.
And not too much TV while we're gone, Douglas.
And as always, dear brother, if you go in my room, I shall be forced to kill you.
Judy, a fashion tip. Lose the hat and shades.
Going to a school dance with my parents. This is so embarrassing. Relax, Judy. Who knows? You might actually have fun tonight. Mother, I am not going to have fun. This is research for my part in the next school play. Teenage Bimbos from Planet Earth. As the lead bimbo, I've got to find out what it's like being a typical shallow teenager. I've got to look into their empty heads and get into the character's vacuous soul. Get into this raincoat first, dear, or you'll get soaked.
Here you go, mister. Why don't you order yourself a pizza for supper, huh?
Hey, thanks, Dad. See ya. Well, have a nice time.
The emergency numbers are by the phone, Douglas. The police, the fire department, the vet.
And if all else fails, don't forget, Bud's right next door.
Thanks, Mrs. Dink. I'll be okay. I hate it when grown-ups treat me like I'm some kind of baby or something. I mean, it's no big deal to stay home and have the whole house to myself all night long.
All right!
That's me. Hey! I want everything, with everything on it. Huh?
Uh-oh. I warned you to stay out of my room. Now you must die!
Let's get out of here. Woo! You know what, Porkchop? It just doesn't get any better than this.
Ah, welcome to Freakout Theater and our feature movie, The Evil House on the Prairie.
Cool. Huh?
Boy, it sure is great having the house all to ourselves tonight. Isn't that right, Cutlet?
Boy, this movie sure looks familiar, Porkchop.
Who is it?
Express. Telegram.
I wonder if it's really a telegram, or if it's that low-down bandit who says he's delivering a telegram.
It's the bandit, you dope! Don't open the door!
Hurry it up. Hurry it up, I say. Hurry it up. Huh?
You see that, poor chap? The house ate the bandit. Way to go!
That's funny. There's no one out here, Cutlet. Oh,
get out of the house, you loser. The house is going to eat you, too. Porkchop, someone's got to warn him.
Run!
Well, who are you? I'm Doug, and I came to warn you. Well, how did you get in here?
inside the TV screen with the remote control and...
Well, look, there's no time for explanations. This house is going to eat you if you don't get out. And I mean now. Get out before it's too late. Get out! Good job. It's the remote control. You know what? I think this movie's too scary for you, Pork Chop. Who's there?
Delivery. Speedy Pizza.
Speedy Pizza? I called you guys over an hour ago.
Yes, they should really change the name, shouldn't they?
Maybe they're the pizza guys, and maybe they're not. What do you think, Pork Chop?
Hello? Are you there?
You, down here. Just slip it through the slot, and I'll hand you the money.
Huh?
Would be afraid of a storm. I'm not afraid of a storm. I'm not afraid of a storm. I. Hello?
Hey, Doug. Cool storm, huh?
Yeah. Hi, Skeeter. Just me and Pork Chop here. Got the house to ourselves.
Our electricity went out. I'm watching TV by candlelight, just like in pioneer days.
Well, how can you watch TV if you don't have any electricity?
Man, I just kind of fake it. Oh, man, not another commercial.
Well, at least our phones are working. Hello, Skeeter? Skeeter? Oh, great. What more can go wrong? Oh, perfect. Chop. We're bluff scouts. We know what to do, right? Go downstairs and reset the circuit breakers. That's all. Come on, boy. We've been down there a zillion times. Here we come. All of us. Yep. You and me and all of us down the basement. And, I'm not Porcus. Are you Nerf Chop?
This is our house. This is the house on Jumbo Street. You don't belong here. You're like the rules to wait.
Down here. Circuit breaker. I know it's around here someplace, Pork Chop. Aha! Let's just reset this baby and everything will be A-okay. What's that? Someone's in the house.
Douglas, playing hide-and-seek? I just thought I'd drop in and make sure you two are all right. Well, I thought you might be a little spooked on account of the storm and everything.
Oh, thanks
Thanks, Mr. Dink. I think I'll survive.
Hey, well, speaking of survival, maybe I should stay and keep you company, huh?
No, really, thanks, Mr. Dink, but I think I'm okay now.
Oh, well, you are.
Mr. Dink, you're not scared, are you?
Who, me? Oh, no. Whatever gave you that idea? Oh, look out, Douglas, it's the big one!
Oh, you know, on second thought, Mr. Dink, maybe you should hang out with us. We could sure use the company.
Well, if you insist. Well, don't worry, Douglas. I'll protect you. Ow! Oh, my heart.
Hey, Mr. Dink, could you give me a hand with these logs? We can build a fire. We'll have a great time.
This one's a jackalope. That's a cross between a jackrabbit and a cantaloupe.
Hey, neat.
And guess what this is? It's Tippy. Isn't she beautiful?
So I made it through the night okay. And I learned that being alone can sometimes be a lot of fun. And sometimes it can be scary. But the best part was finding out I wasn't the only one.
Whoa, what's that?
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa!
All right. Yeah.